Next patient we're gonna do. Hang on, I'm gonna go get the rest of them. Next person is Juanita Allen. Today is 12/14 again. Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A-A-L-L-A-N, 11/24/38. This Juanita is an 85-year-old woman. Was bedbound, confused, wears a diaper, ADL dependent, incontinence of bowel and bladder. Severely with weakness, tiredness. She's not able to person, place, or time any longer. She lives with her son, Craig, who's her primary caregiver, period. Nipergat patient used to be a school teacher, was never a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. COVID immunization, up to date family history, old age medication, aspirin, Vistril, Risperidone, 1.25 total, Synthroid, 175 microgram, Protonix, 40 milligrams, Zoloft, 50. And Losartan 100/25 one today. Surgery, no surgeries reported for son. Review of system. Mom has started taking a turn for worse in the past 2 to 3 weeks. She's no longer able to communicate. And is no longer able to understand words. Most of the time, she's not oriented. Times person, place, or time. She's lost her appetite. She appears very weak. Her end stage Parkinsonism appears to be at the near death stage. Patient's family is quite aware of her grave prognosis, and they've asked the patient to be evaluated for hospice. Period. Exam 100/62, pulses 100, respiration 20, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, low extremity shows muscle wasting, neurological non-focal, except for profound weakness, neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash or mucosis dry assessment. Here we have an 85-year-old woman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia associated with severe weakness, confusion, no longer oriented to person, place, or time, muscle wasting, decreased appetite, suspect protein calorie malnutrition, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient's son Craig is the caregiver. Also, patient's son Stan was called regarding change in her mental status. The patient will continue with current medication to keep her comfortable, especially with her sundowner syndrome. And as far as the losartan is concerned, that we may be able to wean that off or reduce the dose, especially since she appears to be volume depleted since she's not eating very much at this time. Thank you.